The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 Honda Highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well.
Price.
The best advice. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too. All at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice. You'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Aloha. Thank you for joining us again today because we've got an exciting show for you again today. So buckle up. Here we come.
And we're a nutrition specialist with over 40 years experience in the field of alternative health therapies and the proud and happy and infinitely grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana High. Highway Kahului, and let us emphasize again, we are fanatic organics. It's organic across the boards. Phenomenal. Not only the amazing Alive and Well with all kinds of formulas, all kinds of protein, all kinds of choices you can make, but the unique formulas that Alive and Well puts together that you can't get anywhere else.
That's for sure.
That's particular. And remember too, and we had, I just have to preface this by saying, a wonderful gentleman just a day ago came and said, I just have to tell you, I'm in love with the broth cafe at Alive and Well.
Now, who isn't?
Who isn't?
All right.
And he says, it's so, not only is it so wonderfully organic, yeah. He says, but the taste, the textures, the variety, he says, it's heaven. And he said, of course, I say that, is this heaven? No. Remember that old movie? No, it's Iowa.
Yeah.
Well, no, this is actually Maui at Alive and Well. But he says, not only that.
This is broth at Alive and Well.
That's right. And he said, not only that, he said, but what is really phenomenal, and you have to hear this, he said, is that the staff. Well, the staff is our extended Alive and Well family, the wonderful people working there, so charming, so interactive, and so helpful, bringing the different things from the broth to the friends and patrons that come and get that. He loved everyone. He says they are so kind and so gracious.
And the people he never even sees, the organic farmers.
That's
who
right.
Bring us their delicious organic produce.
Every day.
No sprays, no poisons,
no
chemicals
no.
in the soil. It's just unbelievable.
Right.
It's
we are phenomenal. Unique in that respect. We are unique, okay? Across the boards, with fanatic organics, we're committed to that in every conceivable manner. And whatever your choice is, Denton and I don't like to impose choices. We have to be that because our wonderful daughter and granddaughter, we're visiting, and they're vegan. So, okay, if you're vegan, we're not. But if you're vegan, vegetarian, non-vegetarian, whatever it is, it's got to be organic. And it is across the boards. And
across
all of those wonderful
boards.
Choices are there at the Broth Cafe, whatever your choice may
and
be.
And across that beautiful marble top bar you can sit at.
Oh, yes.
And enjoy your feast. Okay, you can
yes.
slurp up your broth and all the
it's
delicious
beautiful and gracious
ingredients therein.
And comfortable
okay.
and air-conditioned and delightful. And you get there. And, you know, you can always call beforehand if you want everything ready for you or you're bringing a bunch of friends or you want it catered in for anything, for the smoothies, for all the dishes, for everything.
And if you want to go to your app and go to the Broth Cafe at Alive and Well, you'll see the entire menu. You can place your order. You can instruct when you will be there to pick it up. And you want it at such and such a time. It will be there waiting for you at that time.
But I can tell you one way that the broth offended me deeply
Get
this
out
year.
Of here.
I want to speak
Go
that
on.
You don't know this, but I'm telling you how offended I am.
Go on.
This is
no.
that our daughter and our granddaughter,
yeah.
who had been visiting.
Yeah.
It was a brief visit, but wonderful. And always I made food. I made food. I would make food for them. And
at
I had
home,
different,
you're talking
yeah,
about.
Yeah, at home. Yeah. And I knew that about the vegan. I made the choice. They go, oh, no, thanks. No thanks? I said, everything. And then my granddaughter, 19 going on 20, said, we love you, Grandma. We love what you make. But, oh, I adore the broth. I love this, that, and the other. It's all marvelous. I'm getting it all at the broth. And Rachel said, Mom, it's okay, dear. One time when we come, you'll be able to make something. And she says, but I'm picking up everything that I love at the broth. And then they're on their way to leave today. And they said, that's all right, Mom. We're going to say wave goodbye to you and Dad as we go to the broth cafe on the way to the airport to get our different foods and things that we want. I'm a little bit offended.
Go on.
Because I like to cook for my daughter and granddaughter. I want to. And they said, we love you, Grandma. We think you're great. But the broth.
The broth.
Okay. And actually, you think I'm kidding? I'm not. And another thing I'm not kidding.
I can vouch for that, folks. She's been in her favorite daughter, only daughter in the world, and one of her granddaughters is here visiting us for the first time in God knows when. And she's moping around the house like, she didn't want my food. I made all this, and she doesn't want to.
That's right.
She's going to the broth.
Yeah, that's right. You're absolutely right. And it's word for word the truth. And I have another very truthful thing to share with our dear friends.
Get out.
Yes. Well, this is the week of our anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
No, I can't say the number of years because as an actor, we did many different shows. And one show, one theater, we did a beautiful theater. We did a lot of shows that was Jen McCart's Royal Palm Dinner Theater in Florida. Wonderful musicals and shows. And she said, Mona, never tell them your age. She heard me talking, and I was a lot younger then. She heard me talking. She says, Mona, stop admitting your age. So, okay, I'm not going to say that, okay? I can't say how many years we've been married. It's our anniversary year, okay?
I appreciate that.
I know you do. But I did have a very phenomenal experience I want to share with you, Dan. I haven't shared this with my husband.
This has to do with years?
It has to do with, I'll tell you in a moment, okay?
I'm waiting.
It has to
I'm
do
waiting.
With our anniversary, okay?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And I had this, my mother had a lot of these experiences. I've had some in my life. It's called ESP, extrasensory perception, this wild spiritual experience.
Yeah.
This great light shone.
Mm-hmm.
And guess who I saw right in that?
Moi. Who else?
No. It was Fred Astaire.
Oh, yeah.
It was Fred Astaire and Gene Kelly.
Uh-huh.
And they were dancing around. And they said, we're here as a special anointing to Dennis for the anniversary. You can sing that song, The Anniversary Waltz, because your husband always promised that every anniversary he would dance the anniversary waltz with you. When we were married, you promised that.
I was going to surprise you with that at
yes.
some opportune moment. But
yes.
you just spilled the whole thing. Right
I spilled it. But the thing is that they are giving you a special anointing this week. So our friends that hear the show this week have to come in and say, we want to see the special spirit of those two great dancers who have anointed you to dance with your lovely wife. Say,
uh-huh.
You don't have to say lovely, but with the wife on your anniversary this year.
Well, I was going to surprise you and do it on the marble top at the Broth Cafe. We'd be singing at the bar.
Fred Astaire would do that all the time. Don't you ever remember? And Gene Kelly, they would jump up on kind of marble counters and dance all the time with the right shoes.
Freddie's got nothing on me,
there
baby.
You go.
I'm going to do it.
And that you have that anointing this week. So please. But we need a challenge. He needs you, all our friends, to challenge him to do that.
Mm.
I'm going to challenge you to do what we do every year. Sing our little song, okay?
I can sing a song.
You can sing. We'll just sing a verse of Anniversary Waltz, which we sang every year.
And it starts out how?
Oh, how we danced.
That's right.
How we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The night was in bloom. There were stars in the skies, except or the few that were there in your eyes. Dear, as I held you so close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low. My darling, I love you so. The anniversary waltz, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3. You can do it.
Got it.
All right.
Okay, here we go.
And we're going to waltz through this show right now. And, you know, as we look at the great material of the great leading doctors, et cetera, and so forth, and what they have found out, and all quotes in the clinical trials, I dance in my soul all the time. Don't you, sweetheart?
Indeed, baby.
Well,
indeed.
This is incredible.
Now, again, let me just give you a little prelude. We are not doctors. We don't play doctor. We are reporting what doctors in clinical trials have come to the scientific results, okay?
That's exactly right.
And that's
right.
What we present to you on an everyday basis, whether it's on the radio or whether it's in the store for consultation.
That's exactly right. And here we're just going to be quoting the doctors. Now, remember, when we hear the word of glutathione, and they're going to go make that connection, glutathione is the key antioxidant that the body produces to fight all kinds of disease, etc. And the leading producer, which they go into, is N-acetylcysteine, NAC.
Plus.
And that's the important thing. There are certain nutrients that make NAC much more effective
that's
in the
right.
body. Okay? So here is it, and I'm going to give it to you. Share it with you, my dear. Okay? All right?
And those ingredients are the plus part of the title of the product.
That's okay? Exactly right.
So it's the natural form of N-acetylcysteine along with molybdenin and another mystery element, which enhances dramatically the absorption and employment of the NAC, which creates the major antioxidant, anti-aging, health rejuvenating function of every cell in your body.
Yes, and that's exactly what you're going to go into after I give you the intro here.
That's a good idea.
How's that? I give you the intro and you get to do the dance.
Right. That's
do the
way
dance.
It goes.
All right?
That's the way it goes.
And we're going to quote the names of the doctors and the universities, and they put next to that the clinical studies, all right? Mm-hmm. Glutathione's link to COVID-19. That's the title of their article.
Right.
Due to the significant oxidative stress it causes, a glutathione deficiency is at the root of severe illness, including COVID-19. Dr. Alexey Polonikov from Kirk State Medical University explained further, quote, based on an exhaustive literature analysis and own observations, I proposed a proven hypothesis that glutathione deficiency is exactly the most plausible explanation for serious manifestation and death, says the doctor, in COVID-19 infected patients, and the clinical trials show this. The major risk factors established for severe COVID-19 infection and relative glutathione deficiency found in COVID-19 infected patients with moderate to severe illness have converged me, says the doctor, to two very important conclusions. One, oxidative stress contributes to high amounts of inflammation of the lung, leading to adverse disease outcomes such as acute respiratory distress syndrome, multi-organ failure, and death. And I'll give it to you in 1 second then. Poor antioxidant defense, says the doctor, due to glutathione deficiency is the most probable cause of increased oxidative damage to the lung, regardless which of the factors, aging, chronic disease, comorbidity, smoking, or other things were responsible for this deficit, regardless, okay? Glutathione deficiency. Many of the comorbid other causes of death risk factors that predict severe COVID-19 disease are also tied to glutathione deficiency. Can you read about NAC's role, says
can
the doctor, and the clinical
NAC's
trial?
Can I read about NAC's role? Of course
you
I can
do
read.
That. You
All
can
right,
do that.
All right, here it is, folks. Verbatim, word for word. NAC's role in COVID-19 treatment and prevention. This is by doctors in the clinical trials. NAC+, a form of amino acid cysteine, plays a crucial role in COVID-19. NAC Plus has a long history of use as a remedy for acetaminophen poisoning. It neutralizes the toxic effects of the drug by recharging glutathione, thereby preventing liver damage. But the idea that NAC can also be helpful against viral infections is not new. Previous research has found that NAC reduces the viral replication of viruses.
Viral replication, increasing the virus.
Right.
That's right. Go ahead.
Including the influenza virus.
Wow.
And that's very important because other scientific studies have come out by not just holistic physicians, but pointing out that the virus, the COVID-19 itself virus, in get it down to the very basic facts, is no more dangerous than the flu virus.
That's
okay. And here they talk about how NAC is so effective against those kind of viruses.
Amazing, amazing.
In a study published October 2020 in Clinical Immunology, researchers focused on a specific group of patients, namely those whose glucose 6-phosphate dihydrogenase.
Fancy word. And that's a medical journal that they were doing. Go ahead.
The deficiency of that which has been shown to facilitate human coronavirus infection due to the fact that G6PD depletes glutathione. Let me go back and repeat what the G6DP is.
Right.
The word is.
Fancy word.
Glucose 6-phosphate dehydrogenase.
Woo!
Okay, that's the word.
Ooh.
That's the substance. And that deficiency has been shown to facilitate human coronavirus infection due to the fact that that substance, G6PD, depletes glutathione. And what restores glutathione? Well, we mentioned it several times. Importantly, the article goes on to say, N-acetylcysteine, NAC+, also protects against other problems associated with COVID-19, including the hypercoagulation that can result in stroke and or blood clots that impair the ability to exchange oxygen in the lungs.
Now, remember the hypercoagulation, just like you were starting to say, when the blood heavily coagulates like that, the circulation and the oxygen and the healing can't get to these areas, mm-hmm. and it causes a host of different problems.
Indeed it does. Going on with the article, word for word, considering many COVID-19 cases involve blood clots in addition to excessive oxidative stress, the N-acetylcysteine Plus effectively addresses both. I believe, says the doctor, N-acetylcysteine Plus should be included in standard of care for COVID-19. As noted in the FASEB, I don't know what that is, FASEB journal, a medical journal, quote, from the medical journal. Based on a broad range of antioxidants and anti-inflammatory mechanisms, the oral administration of N-acetylcysteine Plus is likely to reduce the risk of developing COVID-19, as it was previously demonstrated for influenza previously and influenza-like illnesses, and which, as I just mentioned a second ago.
Yes, you did.
So many research physicians point out that the actual COVID-19 virus is very similar to and no more dangerous than the influenza virus.
And remember that they kind of skimmed over, because they were focusing on one thing, that the NAC Plus is the leading substance given even medically by the top hospitals for people who have liver failure due to acetaminophen. That's the non-steroidal anti-inflammatory over-the-counter drugs and painkillers. And what the leading cause of liver failure, even above alcoholism, which is number two, they're number one.
That's right. The NAC is remarkable for restoring the liver.
And the kidneys.
Okay. And the kidneys. But keep this in mind. The liver in itself has a great restorative ability if you give it the right nutrients. If you feed it sugar and alcohol and high-carbohydrate diet, it has a very hard time restoring itself.
And then if you take those non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, puts it right out of the picture.
Along comes NAC+, and voila.
There you go.
You have liver restoration. The article goes on to talk about NAC prevents strokes and neuroprotective activity.
That is absolutely, you know, that it's amazing. Because there, as much as you know, you keep learning and learning and learning. I think that it's an ever-growing learning
experience. Well, the science is learning and learning. There is no science established.
No,
science. Science is always in a state of evolution.
Can I say one thing? Science is not in a fixated thing. It's not like feet frozen into the ground.
That's right.
or feet planted into the mud. It's feet dancing. The feet continue to dance, and as they continue to get new information and new important and freeing information, they dance. They don't have their feet frozen in ice, like in the winter in certain areas,
or stuck in the
mud.
Like Dennis, you're saying, like Dennis.
Yeah, get your feet out of the mud, okay. Dan. Feet out of the mud. All right.
And I said, go ahead, tell me what it was. I'll never
you
say
open
that
the
again.
Door for that
no,
one.
No, no,
I'm doing it this
okay.
year. Okay.
Onward
feet out of the mud.
Onward and upward.
Now what? Now, but this I didn't know, that the NAC Plus prevents strokes and is neuroprotective, and they're giving you the background right here. Well, they just say it helps increase glutathione and reduces acetaldehyde toxicity. Then they quote the clinical trials that causes many hangover symptoms from alcohol. I didn't realize that.
Toxicity.
It also prevents strokes in people with hereditary cystatin C amyloid angiopathy. Oy. A rare genetic disorder, clinical trials. People with this rare genetic disorder have an average life expectancy of 30 years. Most die within 5 years of their first stroke. Background. So reducing their incidence would prove to be essential to increasing survival. This finding is even more significant, say the doctors, because it was conducted by medical researchers from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia. CHOP, CHOP, which is notoriously against supplements, say the doctors. NAC, though, plus, appears to work by preventing the formation of amyloid-producing proteins, those clogs.
The plaque.
Which promote amyloid deposits.
The plaque.
Gum, linked to strokes, clinical trials. NAC plus is also prescribed to break up mucus in the lungs. My gosh, absolutely incredible. So, this is really, I'd love for you, you know.
Now we're back to my testimonial, honey.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
If I may repeat,
please
much
do.
To the chagrin of many of our listeners who've
yes.
heard this.
But you were born with this problem because mommies didn't know when they were pregnant. They smoked during the pregnancy.
And the daddy smoked right along with her, and the house was
yes.
filled with smoke.
Yes.
And I was born with very...
severe lung damage.
Inferior lung function.
Yes,
okay?
You did, yes.
And developed serious infection with about two weeks old or 3 weeks old. And the doctors did not give me NAC, but the doctors came and resuscitated me and kept me going. Years later, I went for a standard physical checkup on an annual basis. Blood pressure, heart, da-da-da-da-da-da. Everything's fine. Then the doctor leaned into me very... intimately, so to speak, and said, but tell me, Dennis, do your lungs bother you much? Does your emphysema bother you much? And I said, huh? I don't have emphysema. He said, oh, yes, you do. You see these x-rays, all these dark spots on your lungs, on both lungs, is emphysema. That's a chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Yes. It is incurable. But there are drugs we can put you on the program to alleviate the so many of the symptoms and hopefully slow down the progression of the condition. And I said, well, thank you. No, I'll pass on that. I started taking NAC plus and vitamin C and restricting my sugar intake. And went back a year and a half later and for another follow-up exam and physical. And he came back with a new set of x-rays and he says, then what have you been doing? And I said, I don't know what you mean. He says, well, here are last year's x-rays and all the spots. Here are today's x-rays and there are no spots.
No.
And there's no evidence, no scar tissue
right.
that there ever were.
Were.
Was any evidence of emphysema.
Yes.
And I said, I'm taking vitamin C and NAC. And he said, huh. That was the end of the conversation, okay? But it does work, and my testimonial, I live with that every day. I'm thrilled I still take the NAC Plus on a daily basis because it is such an integral part of rebuilding your lungs, slowing down the aging process, and reproducing glutathione.
Now,
the major antioxidant.
There was also another appointment that was made at a different time to a top pneumologist or, you know, the lung specialist here. Mm-hmm. And he, because I was there in the office, and he couldn't believe it. He said, I can't believe that you ever had emphysema.
That's
your
right.
Lungs are in perfect health. There's not even the scar tissue. It's all, my gosh. He says, I've never seen anything like this from what it was originally.
Right.
And how it became. What did you do? But he was amazed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I still remember that. Now, this is new to me. Since it's new to me, it may be new to a lot of people listening to this.
Let's hear
also.
It, babe.
And maybe it's new to you, too.
Maybe it is.
But you're going to say, no, I knew all about that, aren't you? Male dominance. Oh, there, you know, it never fails. Okay, sorry. Didn't mean to get sexist about it. All right.
I appreciate here's your comment, though, honey.
Here's the doctor's.
The male is dominant.
Watch out, Dan. They're going to ban us from doing our show. Okay. NAC Plus is also showing increasing promise as a neuro-nerve protectant. Scientists are investigating NAC Plus as a treatment for Parkinson's disease.
All right.
Which has been linked to glutathione deficiency.
There you are.
In the substantia nigra, a region that houses dopamine neurons. Clinical trials cited.
Uh-huh.
However, because glutathione is poorly absorbed, in all cases it's easier to raise your glutathione, say the physicians, by taking NAC Plus instead. It could also have potential for Alzheimer's, as according to the specialist Children's Hospital of Philadelphia researchers, the process of protein deposition that occurs in HCAA is similar to what occurs in Alzheimer's, although at an accelerated pace in HCAA, which is why dementia occurs later in life with the latter. And another area where NAC Plus shows particular promise, I never knew this, is in the treatment of mental health disorders, clinical trial.
Oh, baby.
Including post-traumatic stress disorder, clinical trials, depression, clinical trials said it, and substance use disorders,
mm-hmm.
which could be anything from morphine to alcohol to anything.
And it isn't just self-indulgence of substance abuse. It's also the side effects of so many drugs. All the side effects. Folks, just do this. When you're watching television and the commercial after commercial after commercial after commercial talking about a miracle drug, do this for your relief, do this to change your life. They always mention side effects. Those aren't fairy tale side effects. Those drugs have been proven to cause those side effects. That's toxicity. That's destruction of natural function of every cell in your body. That's called a side effect. Those side effects can kill. Those side effects can create other conditions which call for more drugs and more side effects. But the idea is that the nutrients, as these scientists and these doctors have pointed out, the nutrients, and NAC Plus is not the only one, but nutrients themselves help to detox, clean up, and clear the side effects of so many medicines and drugs. So when you're taking a drug, when you get the prescription from the drugstore and you look at that long list of side effects that accompanies the big sheet of papers that come with it, read them and consider those have been proven to cause those side effects. It isn't some it might happen. Those things do happen on a regular basis, okay?
Yes, you know, we have, it's amazing here because we have a constant stream of such grateful and joyful and wonderful friends coming in of what Pain Power has done for them. The wonderful combination of the top players to fight inflammation mm-hmm. and pain with not only zero side effects, but benefit.
Benefits beyond my wildest imagination had the product design.
And really, and here's, again, medical background. This is, again, I'm still always learning, and I think you will too. All right, this is just amazing. but the vast array of benefits of and the forms that are used in Pain Power, which are so much more bioavailable, which what they say, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. These are doctors' reports. Well, they give some background. They say the people in India have recognized turmeric for thousands of years as not just a delicious spice, but a medicinal herb. So what makes turmeric so beneficial, they say? While the Indians have understood the powerful medicinal properties of turmeric, Western science has only recently caught on. Compounds called curcuminoids, the most important part of curcumin, contain powerful anti-inflammatory effects. Give this to you in a minute. Inflammation, say the physicians, is what causes all disease in the body. I always think of it as an inflamed nation, you know, or guns and grenades and fire and
it's
explosives.
It's fire burning up cellular function.
And here they say, listen, this is not Mona. This is what I'm reading from them. Cancer, heart disease, diabetes, arthritis. It is inflammation that is at the root of these diseases and many more. Even aging, they say, is caused by inflammation. Whew! We could be young, dancing little kids if we all took Pain Power. Okay, Den, you have to stand up for Pain Power and dance for it.
Oh, boy.
If you look years older than you actually are, you can thank inflammation for that as well, say the docs. Curcumin is such a powerful anti-inflammatory agent, it actually matches the effectiveness of many pharmaceutical anti-inflammatory drugs with zero side effects, unlike the medications. Curcumin has the ability to block NFKB, a molecule that travels into the nuclei of cells and turns on genes related to inflammation. How would you like to start reading some and then give it to me? Turmeric improves brain function. Let's share it with Mona.
Top of the page. Turmeric improves brain function. Just that simple.
Uh-huh.
Here we go. But it isn't just the turmeric. It is the curcumin that is found in turmeric.
Right. And they go on to say that particular compound. Go ahead.
For many years, it was believed that, word for word, folks, right from the doctor's report, for many years, it was believed that after early childhood, neurons were no longer able to divide and multiply. But modern science has turned that belief on its head. The truth is, say the doctors, in certain areas of the brain, neurons are able to multiply and increase in number. But in order to do this, the brain requires a growth hormone called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF for short. Many common brain disorders like depression and Alzheimer's disease have been linked to decreased levels of this substance, of this hormone, the brain-derived neurotrophic factor.
BDNF.
Well, it just so happens, say the doctors, that the curcumin found in turmeric increases the levels of BDNF in the brain. This means supplementing with powdered turmeric may not only help eliminate symptoms of depression, but also reverses age-related brain diseases like dementia and Alzheimer's.
Wow.
These are what the doctors say.
That's right.
It could also potentially help improve memory and make it easier for people to learn. Turmeric lowers your risk of heart disease. It's the next paragraph headline.
Right.
I'll let you read this part.
Yeah, yeah. And they even go on to say, it's just, of the form of it that has to be taken here, okay? When they speak about lowers the risk of heart disease, say the doctors. So how does turmeric superpowered curcumin fight heart disease? And it says, turmeric has the ability, and they cite the trials, to improve the function of the endothelium, which is the lining of the blood vessels. Endothelial dysfunction, that's when it's not working, is a major driver of heart disease and involves an inability of the endothelium to regulate blood pressure, blood clotting, and various other factors. And again, the active curcumin fights inflammation and oxidative stress, two other contributors of heart disease. with Dennis, I have to say that this is a night, and it goes on, that this form of turmeric can help prevent and perhaps even treat cancer, say the physicians.
Okay, but it isn't the turmeric per se that does it. It's the component found in turmeric called curcumin.
That's right, and they're going to tell you.
And what's nice about Pain Power is that the...
Yeah, they're going to say exactly why it has to be a certain form of it, because they say here that they've discovered, the science discovered, that the curcumin can slow cancer growth, development, and spread at the molecular level. It can reduce the growth of new blood vessels in tumors and contributes to the death of cancerous cells. Okay, now this they say, without this ingredient, the body has a hard time absorbing the beneficial curcumin. The essential ingredient with the curcumin, they say, is called bioperine, a black pepper extract that helps thousands percent your body absorb all of that good stuff powerfully.
Now, bioperine is very important in the absorption, but keep this in mind. When you have a turmeric root, it contains curcumin, okay? But infinitesimally small amounts of curcumin are found in every turmeric root.
Yeah.
So what are you getting? A little speck of curcumin in the whole root. What Pain Power does and what curcumin in concentration does is all the functions we've just been reading to you. But the Pain Power is a 2,000% greater content of curcumin than turmeric offers you.
Isn't that wonderful?
Whether it's a teaspoon of turmeric powder or whether it's a turmeric root, the curcumin amount in turmeric is very, very infinitesimally small. So how does Pain Power get such a big concentration of curcumin? Because it extracts the curcumin from the turmeric and concentrates it and combines it with the other enzymes, the lipase and the other natokinase and serratiopeptidase and other anti-inflammatories, which enhance the absorption and utilization along with the piperine.
Right.
Which makes it so very effective in being absorbed and utilized. If you can't absorb it, you can't use it. So all these factors aid dramatically in the absorption of the curcumin. And it's 2,000% greater concentration than turmeric itself.
You know, I mean any disrespect. I mean, I cherish the Christmas time. I cherish the memories. I cherish all the things that have been said at this wondrous time of the year. But one thing that has stayed with me, and I can't attest that this was the reason, but I always wondered why the wise men brought to Mother Mary the wonderful thing of the active ingredient in Boswellia, you know, the frankincense, the active ingredient. I don't know that this was the full reason, but in learning more about that wonderful herb, Boswellia, thousands of years it's been used throughout so many centuries throughout the world for reducing pain and reducing inflammation, the Boswellia. And known often as the frankincense, the active organic Boswellia, which is, remember, every team has its wondrous players, and that's part of the player in Pain Power.
Boswellia is a major component.
A major component for pain and inflammation. And it's wonderful because we even quoting the studies that it was very helpful for helping to heal the gut in Crohn's disease and in other inflammatory gut disease. So it's not in any way upsetting. It's very healing and soothing and wonderful.
That's right.
But again, for centuries. And that's one of the big, tremendous players in the Pain Power. Free. And I can't tell you what this means to me, having lived a life as a very allergic child, little child, and having nearly died from asthma and everything else and the severe allergies many times when I was a tot. And they said I wouldn't live. One point I heard them, they talked when I got a little bit older, that I wouldn't live past my early 20s. You know, they wanted to isolate me because I had such severe allergies. So when I learned about the nutrients and the things that make all the difference, and they have, and I am a lot older than that, but it's just wonderful to know that you can take great nutrients and things can be reversed. And I think that is so encouraging.
Well,
right?
You're a living example of that.
Well, you know,
sure.
it's the marvelous anti-inflammatory nutrients. And another thing about Pain Power is that it's free of any allergen, free mm-hmm. of any allergen. And that's really said right there.
Or of any side effect.
Oh, that's right.
There are no side effects when
taking
that amount.
And no allergens. No allergens, mm-hmm. which is very important. You know what else is important, dear?
What's that?
Well, when we talk about a power player, we can think of certain things that so stand out because American, you know, we Harvard doctors, how many times we've quoted it, about the super pure omega-3 fish oil shown to reduce heart attacks and the number one cause of death with sudden cardiac arrhythmia by 88 to 92%, stroke, the same thing. They said we'd save at least 900,000 American lives every year if everyone took the purest mm-hmm. form of the super pure. But one thing I didn't know, and I learned it.
You're going to admit you don't
I'm
know something?
I'm going to admit. And I thank for a very wonderful doctor who has devoted his life to the truth, mm-hmm. okay? Dr. Mercola, MD, he's terrific. And he speaks about beauty, that the super pure omega-3 gives you beauty.
Well, I know that. I look at you every day.
Oh, see, I set him up for that, Gary. I set him up.
There's nothing fishy about that beauty.
There's nothing fishy about that. I don't mind being fishy if it's going to make me more beautiful at this age. So Dr. Mercola is saying super pure omega-3 versus omega-6 for skin health. And then he says omega-3 fatty acids are very important for healthy skin. If your skin is rough, dry, and wrinkly, says the doctor, you need more omega-3 EPA and DHA as they help regulate oil production in your skin, balance hydration, reduce inflammation, and minimize the effects of sun damage and aging in general. Clinical mm-hmm. trial, clinical trial, in clinical trial.
Right.
Then he goes on and highlights this. High omega-3 intake will protect your skin against UV damage, ultraviolet ray damage.
Yay.
I didn't know that. Whereas high LA, linoleic acid, intake increases your risk of sunburn. Big high words.
And where do you find
as
LA?
As LA is highly perishable and readily oxidizes.
And where do you find LA?
Would you read that? He tells you there, right?
Okay.
Just right
but
there.
But I want to mention something.
Right there.
Okay, before I read that, safflower oil, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut, all the nut oils, all the seed oils are very high in LA.
Linoleic acid. Yes.
Highly inflammatory.
Yes.
Okay. LA reduces the effectiveness and integrity of EPA and DHA, which are the omega-3s. Okay.
So right under the big paragraph, right here, Mr. Jones, I want you to read it from right there, okay?
Well, I can do that.
You can do it.
The doctor goes on to say, on the other side of the coin is omega-6, linoleic acid. Like omega-3, LA gets integrated into your cell membranes, but unlike omega-3, omega-6, LA, impairs rather than optimizes cellular functions.
Ha-ha, impairs.
With regard to sun exposure, high omega-3 intake will help protect your skin against ultraviolet damage, whereas high LA, omega-6, intake will increase your risk of sunburn.
Woo!
As LA, omega-6, is highly perishable and steadily oxidizes. Oxidizing is aging very fast. So to protect and improve your skin, says the doctor, you want to eliminate as much LA from your diet as possible and increase your super omega-3 intake.
Isn't that amazing? Isn't that wonderful?
Go right ahead.
I didn't know that. Knew the blood vessels, the heart, anti-stroke, all those great things.
Yep.
But who knew about the protection against the UV rays and the damage and the burning and beauty of and anti-wrinkling?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't mm-hmm. know it.
Well, he goes on to say, avoid all seed oils found in most processed foods, restaurant foods, condiments, pastries, conventional chicken and pork. Why those animals? Because they're fed seeds. They're fed grains. And those oils in the seeds and grains are omega-6. And omega-6 reduces the protection of omega-3. Do not cook your food with seed oils. Use butter, ghee, beef tallow or coconut oil instead. Well, this is going to have a lot of people saying, oh, cholesterol.
Well, then okay. That's been thrown out to the winds, you know.
The threat of cholesterol has been disproven so many times. But his summation is eat more omega-3 fatty fish
and
wild-caught Alaskans, salmon and verified wild-caught sockeye salmon, and sardines and anchovies and mackerel and herring. But do not eat Atlantic salmon. Atlantic salmon have never seen the ocean. Atlantic salmon are raised in ponds, and they're fed what? The same thing they feed chickens and pork and other animals. The seeds and the seed oils, they don't thrive. They've never thrived in a wild ocean environment.
No. And you know, he goes on to say something I didn't know about the omega-3 fatty acids as a supplement. Optimizing muscle building and bone strength.
Uh-huh.
These omega-3 fats help your body build healthy muscle mass. And he quotes all kinds of studies, including people suffering from cancer who experienced cachexia, muscle wasting.
Right.
These omega-3 super fatty acids can also help improve your bone strength by improving the utilization of calcium in your body. This can lead to a reduction in the development of osteoporosis. It improves metabolic syndrome, that's the weight gain around the middle, and insulin resistance. And this one, he finishes with this, improving mental health and behavior. Demonstrated benefits have been shown for children with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, and he's lines of studies, including the super omega-3 reduced aggression, hyperactivity, impulsivity, oppositional behavior, and restlessness in every one of these associations. The omega-3 fatty acids, EPA and DHA, are associated with lower risk for other neurological cognitive dysfunction as well, including lower risk for memory loss, brain aging, learning disorders, ADHD, autism, and dyslexia. EPA and DHA also, he says, protecting your vision, are major structural elements in your eye and brain. Low levels increase your risk for the leading cause of blindness, age-related macular degeneration.
And you know something else, honey? The people who invariably have these other negative health scenarios that you just list you read off, invariably are eating high carbohydrate and sugar products.
Absolutely. Insanity.
Which creates inflammation.
Inflammation and big thickenings in the retinas of the eyes and cataracts.
And the omega-6 creates additional inflammation.
Yes.
All the safflower, soy, corn, canola, sesame, peanut oil, all goes on and on and on. All the seed oils are omega-6. And with the exclusion of the omega-3, the omega-6 and the sugar create utter firestorms in every nucleus of every cell in your body.
Right. You know,
chronic inflammation.
Yeah, I want to, you know, there's another star player so few know about, and I keep learning about it. I wouldn't go a day without it, and I take it every single day of my life. And it's reported by David Brownstein, medical doctor, with a contribution by Jonathan Wright, medical doctor, okay? And they're talking here about the MK7 vitamin K2.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin K2, say the doctors, is necessary for the formation of the protein osteocalcin, which helps attach calcium to the bones.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin K supplementation, and then they quote the clinical trials, was found to decrease the risk of hip fractures by 77%. Spontaneous hip fractures are a leading cause of agony, pain, and crippling, particularly
as
you get older.
And
right.
Death.
Reduced it, one supplement, 77% reduced the risk of hip fractures. Anywhere in the vertebrae in the spine, fractures by 60%, and non-vertebral fractures by 81%. Vitamin K deficiency is very common. Vitamin K2 deficiency is very common in osteoporotic, that's osteoporosis, and osteopenic patients.
Mm-hmm.
Patients who have the prior to the worst case,
that's right.
And in those that have osteoporosis. But reducing decreasing hip fractures by 77%, vertebral fractures by 60%, and non-vertebral fractures by 81%. Are we kidding?
Yeah.
This is critically important. And just, they go on to say, too, about how magnificently it works with vitamin D3 to take all the calcification out of the arteries, keeping the arteries healthy and supple.
And how does that calcification
And putting all of those good things into the bones where it's supposed to be, mm-hmm. not in the arteries, but in the bones where it's supposed to be, right?
That's right.
Right? He's dancing. I think the guy is dancing, right? I hear some music in the background. And he is dancing.
I'm trying to turn this phone off.
Okay. And, okay, so it's really just fabulous, all the great things that can be used with that. So, again, remember how players work together. I know that when I have, certainly with all my other great supplements and my Super Pure Omega-3 and Cardio Q10 and all of that, but I always take my MK7 along with my D3, you know, the K2, with D3 in the morning, cleaning out those arteries so they're supple and full of life and full of health, helping preventing heart attacks, because our arterial calcification is a leading cause of heart attack and death.
Well, and that, see, the vitamin D3, well, they always say you need vitamin D for bones, to build bones. Well, vitamin D3 helps absorb the blood and the calcium in the bloodstream, but then nobody ever mentions K2. Mark 7 K2 form, the Mark 7 form of K2 picks up that calcium and puts it in the bones. But if you're not getting the K2, the calcium lays in your arteries and contributes to plaque buildup and narrowing of the artery capacity. I mean, draw a circle and then draw a line halfway through the circle. The bottom half of that circle is plaque.
That's right.
All right. The top part is what blood is getting through. Well, draw a circle without that line through the middle, and that's a clean artery.
That is exactly. Okay? So you're getting that, but can you
believe? But K2 picks up that calcium and in the process also helps to reduce the other plaque besides the calcium deposit.
Right, but can you believe that the 88 and 65 and 77% of all, wherever, whether it's the hip, vertebrae or non-vertebrae, reducing the risk of fractures by that higher percentage in all clinical trials cited by that?
Isn't it amazing?
That is absolutely staggering to the mind.
It's beautiful.
A simple and wondrous nutrient, again, with great buddy, that wonderful, vitamin D3 in the one tiny little dot, but at the right potency. The Alive and Well gives you that exact right potency.
Yeah, and when you're taking vitamin D3, remember this. Vitamin D3 is a very essential nutrient, okay? And if you're getting an hour or so of sunlight every day on bare skin, no shirts, no wide-brimmed hats, no obfuscation, no barrier between you, your skin, and the sun, you're getting good vitamin D. But if you're not, you should be taking, say, holistic physicians, 5 or 10,000 units of vitamin D3 a day to get your blood level up to 60 nanograms, 70, 80, or 90, or 100 nanograms per milliliter of blood.
Right, and there's a host of a zillion benefits, not just the building of the bones, but the immune system, fighting off things, etc. And, you know, the important thing to remember at Alive and Well is we have all of these wonderful things. Call the 877-495-0, and we can, for any desire, for anything that you want, shipping, presents, gift cards, you name it, having all your food ready, 877-495-0. And remember, too, you can call that number. Dennis and I are not doctors. Don't pretend to be. Don't put people on medication. Take them off. Just love to share great information that the doctors have learned about nutrients in clinical trials one-on-one with you, all right? But call, make an appointment so that we're not sitting with somebody else at that time. We have a really comfortable and wonderful place. Just you and I, whether it's Dennis, whether it's Mona, we're happy to be there.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
Let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului. Aloha.